Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord and welcome. It's time for Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries. It is so good to have you with me for this episode of A Year in the Word. This is your host, Elder Lydia Toba. Amen. It's so good to be with you this morning. We are reading from Psalms 84 through 86 this morning in its entirety. It won't be a very lengthy one, amen, but we don't want to miss, amen, a time and an opportunity in the Word. I give glory to God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord, we need you every day and every hour for everything under the sun. Oh, Lord God, awaken us, Lord God, to truth. Awaken us to righteousness. Awaken us to holiness on this day. Oh, Lord God, send us revelations, Lord, directly from your throne, and give us an understanding of your word, of these scriptures that we're reading on today that we have not gotten in the past. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're humbly submitting ourselves before you, Lord, that you might make us whole and entire, oh, Lord God, and that you might help us, Lord God, to reclaim, Lord, that was lost, Lord, that you might do that for us, Lord. Bless, heal, deliver, restore, revive, renew, regenerate in the midst of us on this morning. Oh, God, open our minds and our hearts to receive your word, even right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, we are reading from Psalms 84 through 86. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage as they pass through the valley of Baca. They make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have covered all their sins, Selah. You have taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God, the Lord, will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in the land. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him, and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Bow down your ear, O Lord. Hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God.
save your servant who trusts you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in mercy to all who call upon your name, to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud has risen against me, and the mob of violent men have sought my life. And have not set before you, and have not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maid servant. Show me a sign for good, for those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. I have read and you have heard from Psalms chapters 84 through 86 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Glory to God. Call upon his name on today. Amen. And he will surely answer you. Amen. All those who call upon the Lord, name of the Lord, amen, scripture says, shall be saved. So he has an answer for you as you call. He has an answer when you call from the depths of your being, from the depths of your heart. Not just a superficial call, but a call from the depths of your being, and he will. I can assure you, I can testify to the truth of the matter. He will answer. Amen. And not just answer, he will bring answers, and he will bring forth his salvation with his mighty hand. Amen. He is constantly in pursuit of each and every one of us, and he is pursuing you even right now to bring you the solution that is in his hand to your very need. He has it in his hand. Say yes to the Lord this morning. Give glory to God. Amen. Say yes to him, and he will see to your need. Amen. Remember and never forget that there is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved except the name of Jesus. Don't allow yourself to be bamboozled. Don't allow yourself to be duped. Don't allow yourself to be fooled by anything or anyone, because Jesus is the only one who saves. Amen. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.